This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
I wasn't ready. I was tasting the new ginger tea that I added fresh ginger root, and then I added some raspberries today. And there's a little raspberry color. I'm not sure if I taste it a little bit. Maybe it takes sweetens the ginger, which can be harsh. I was going to add fresh turmeric root, which I bought and haven't really used yet, and I tasted it raw. It tastes a little like ginger. Huh? Nougat? Yeah, maybe I'd make nerve gas. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the Ginger Root Association of California. A great guest today, a planner at the Planning and Development Department, Long Range Planning Division. I had to schedule this a year ago. That's how long range they are. County of Santa Barbara, Jessie Steele, who sounds like she writes romance novels. So we'll find out if there's any relation to Danielle Steele. That's coming up in the second and third segments. We're going to talk about accessory dwelling units. Is that like accessory after the fact? Well, we'll find out. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll do in the first segment. And I'll tell you, why did I, my voice crack on that? Oh, my God. The must be the raspberries in the tea. Let me take another sip here. Did that come through? Oh, it did. I stole that from somebody else. Very unusual stats today. And what struck me, as the ball kept getting bigger and bigger, the... what struck me is that the year-to-date median price is lower than last year's year-to-date median price. This is single-family residences only, and just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. The median price year-to-date was pretty consistent at $1,275,000 for a very long time. And... it's now $1,267,000, so it really hasn't dropped. But last year, we know that we ended up last year at $1,285,000, and last year year to date was much lower. So I knew it was going to creep up, and now it's at $1,280,000. Last year, reached $1,280,000 year to date for the first 47 weeks of the year, 2017, $1,280,000 median price last year. This year, $1,267,000. So a little bit lower, but not enough to write a book about or do a radio program about it. But here's what's interesting. How many sold over $1,150,000? And why $1,150,000? Well, at one time that was a median price, I don't remember why. 589 listings sold over $1,150,000 this year, and last year 590. So virtually the same number sold over $1,150,000. But yet the median price is lower, which means that we had more lower price home selling, so that number in the middle is a little lower. However, the average price year to date is $1,812,000. Last year was only $1,788,000. So if the average price is higher, means we've had more higher price home selling, that pushes up the average price, which is why you almost exclusively see the median price, which ignores the outliers, the very low, the very high, and it will always tell you what number's right in the middle. So year to date, 910 sales, median price $1,267,000. So half of 910 sold above and half of 910 sold below $1,267,000. So now, really found interesting is that since we've had such a reduction of Is that a sign for me? You're shaking your hand in a very unusual manner. You look like you have a problem. We've had so many fewer sales in Montecito, which traditionally are higher-end sales. So you would think that the average, if anything, would be lower than last year, but it's higher. The number of sales are lower. Did I do a percent? 11%. And we were at 8, 9, now 11%. Last time I checked Montecito a month or so ago, it was 30% lower in Montecito sales, number of sales. The median price was not lower, really, about the same. So we're down number of sales, averaging 19.36 sales per week. Last year, 21.8, so we're down 11%. But last year was up 8% over the prior year. Prior year, 2016, was 20.5. So you got to go back to 2014 to get to 19.5 sales per week for the first 47 weeks of the year, single-family residences only, just through from Carpinteria to Goleta. So, you know, we're about equivalent to 2014. Now, 2013 and 2012, we were averaging 23 sales per week, first 47 weeks of the year. Of course, the median price was only $945 and $800 year to date. And the 3 years prior to 2012, 9, 10, and 11, the doldrum years, we were averaging 15, 16 and a half, 17 sales per week, median price in the eights. So that's your arc of year to date sales going back to 2009. Median prices and number of sales. But again, the interesting thing is the higher average sales. So we've had some higher end properties selling. Remember, I talked about you now being able to buy a cage free. Finish that sentence. Cage free, not eggs. Cage-free animal crackers, because they took the picture of the Barnum, was it Barnum & Bailey Circus? So they're not in the circus anymore. They're free-range animal crackers. So you can buy cage-free animal crackers. I was in a house, or maybe it was a photos. I was looking at a photo of a new listing a while back, and it looked like a staged home to me. And the children's room, you could tell it was a children's room, a bed and whatever. They had stuffed animals on the bed, and on the wall above the bed was another stuffed animal, but just the head. It was a mounted head of a deer or a moose. And I got to tell you, I've got nothing against hunting, nothing against eating meat. I never understood why people would cut the heads off of animals and mount them. But you want to do it, do it. But if you put your house on this market, you might want to remove it because you could offend somebody, so why bother? But if you want to do it, do it. But a stager with a fake stuffed animal's head on the wall in a children's room, it was a stuffed animal.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was stuffed animals on the bed and then a stuffed mounted head of an animal.
That's crazy.
That seemed unusual to me. That's why I shared it with you. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Let's take a nice early break so we can get our guest on from the Planning and Development, Long Range Planning Division. Jesse Steele is going to talk about accessory dwelling units known as ADUs. This is in the county. You have the city of Goleta and the city of Santa Barbara is different. But let's start with the county. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.